You know, Frank Lucas was not the man that they portrayed it in that. I was locked up with the two guys who really behind the name of Ike Atkinson and John Jack. We locked up in Atlanta.
Good book, Sergeant Smack. Check it out.
Sergeant they were Smack, the ones that had the international game ring coming out of Thailand. They had a bar in Saigon. Frank Lucas was dating his cousin.
No, they were, and they were all from South Carolina or North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. That's the North Carolina crew.
Yeah, yeah. Frank Lucas was from North Carolina.
Yeah, but they
really Ike Atkinson and that crew came out of North Carolina.
Because sitting there, both was Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Now, but you know, Hollywood portrays shit, and you don't know the true story. Frank Matthews, we had to get locked up together. Now, he was the biggest thing.
Frank Matthews was.
Yeah, period.
Yeah, and he didn't carry guns and shit either, right?
Nobody do, because you're going to catch an extra case.
Yeah.
Just like back, if I can have a kilo of powder and I get the same time as for an eight ball of crack, I'm not going to cook up my shit until it's to be served, right? Because if I get popped, I can get caught with a key of powder and do less time than that, right? Well, why I'm going to carry a pistol, which give me an automatic 2 years, right? We all would have been doing it jammed up if we was running around with pistols, because every time we got popped, instead of being able to pay the lawyers down to court a couple of dollars and keep it moving, you got a gun charge.
We never got
stopped. Because you scared your woman going to beat you up for her nigga.
We never got stopped by the police. Never. Because first thing they say, we know you don't care no gun.
Yeah, they don't know.
We know, and you the money man. We know
they don't know. They don't know.
And you know, the best advice was from white police. They told me, say, Courtney, nigga, we know who's who. He said, and he told me, these double damn fools, my partners, they damn fools. He said, let them think they're the smartest motherfuckers in the world, and you can laugh yourself all the way to the bank.
You speak.
Let them think.
You speak in college level, Daddy. These brothers is retarded right now. You have to lower a dummy. Now you got to speak to them. They don't get it. They don't. That's
Frank Matthews told us.
You speak.
We meet Frank Matthews in New York.
They're in kindergarten. They don't understand.
We was at a casino in New York. Eddie and myself, we was in New York. We knew Frank. I heard of him. Because Italian told me about this guy named Frank Matthews out of New York. We in there at the crap table. Eddie shooting dice and stuff. And they got, I don't know how much money they had in the end. They throwing dice out, one bend against the other. They know each other time. So finally, you know, the book down, the guy said, where are you from? Eddie said, from Detroit. And the guy said, I'm out of Brooklyn. And then he said, what's your name? And the guy said, Frank. And Eddie said, Frank. And he said, what's your name? He said, Eddie. They didn't give no last name. So then the guy said, Frank Matthews. So I whispered to Eddie, I said, man, you know, Doc told us about this guy. You know, he kind of big in New York. And then when Eddie said his name, he said, yeah, you out of Detroit. Yeah, I said, yeah, I said, the folks told us about you. You know, what do you mean? I said, you never say you was there, but you was Frank said, Cordelia told about Nicky. He said, they don't fuck with Nicky Barnes. And he said, why? He said, because they say he was a cowboy. You know, he's too wild. They wouldn't. Frank, I knew some people dealing with Nicky at the time. I didn't know him, but I knew some people that I knew that were dealing with
Nicky through Clarence, right?
Yeah.
Clarence, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because he introduced me to him at the 20 grand.
Ain't scared of nobody, because everybody got a gun.
All the years we was out in the streets. And as we never carried a gun.
They don't get it.
Never.
They don't get it.
Now, maybe out of fear or whatever they thought. Now, we weren't no punks. Now, we come to a fight out, shoot out, baby. But we tried to stay, two ways we stayed away from. Eddie used to tell me, say, Courtney, look at him. If I give you my shit and you don't pay me, I'll do like serious American Fed, I don't give you no more credit. That's it. You ain't took nothing. Secondly, you don't disrespect nobody. No woman, you can't trade sex for money, and you can't do this for that. Now, if you go give her a blow, or when she's sick, or whatever her reason is, or his reason is, you treat her with respect. You don't call them out, and you don't call them no dope head, crack heads, none of that. We could go to the best nightclubs in Detroit without a pistol. We go to 20 grand.
This is the problem. This generation, they don't know about.
They think,
but say this time changed. This generation really think that having guns is what makes them a man.
That'll make you a man.
It's the validation. Yeah. If you're too scared
to take a punch, you're just a coward.
Yeah.
You killing people over what? Over what?
Absolutely nothing.
Everything
else. Then you can't afford the money for the dope case, so you know you can't afford the lawyer for the murder case. Man, I gotta go. Love you guys. Make sure you tune in.
Because you know, I ain't no Big Ed and Demetrius have a few locked up with Big Ed in county jail.
And Big Ed, handsome,
yeah,
was running with Speedy and Cousin Pam. At the same time,
we was doing the Bahamas. Big Ed in the house. About some jive. They said, well, I know somebody about that brown shit. And he called me over, and it was on Evergreen. And I went over there, and he said, what is this shit here? I said, I'm not hip to it, but I can test it for you and let you know what it is. And I done a few things with him, then we got locked up again, and I told Big Ed, I said, you going to jail. He said, what do you mean? I said, you going to jail. I don't care what the lawyer tell you. You got caught with goddamn guns. And I said, I don't know what you and Demetrius feud is about. I said, but they're going to wind up with nigger shit. I'm telling you that right now. We was in the county jail together. And I said, I'm telling you right now, you're going to jail. And you and that Demetrius, that shootout shit y'all doing is for kids. But he died. I said, I don't know. I don't want to hear why, how come, who, where. I'm just telling you, Big Ed. I call him Big Ed. I call him Ed. I said, you going to jail? And something gonna happen to you, bang, gonna get shit out. That's what Demetrius got, you know, bang. Cause I locked up there when they showing up.
You was locked up when Demetrius got killed?
Yeah.
He got killed before you
went away? No, I got locked up when I was in Springfield. I never came, I got the newspaper. Well, I called somebody back.
And you know, the crazy thing about the night before that, Eddie Jr. was running, cause now Eddie Jr., man. And we was at the 19th hole.
Yeah.
I mean, like 4 o'clock in the morning, for whatever reason, I was driving. I took him to see Demetrius.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, he was supposed to go back to see him. And then mm-hmm. next thing,
Broadway closed.
When we got
and him. He had a gun on him. Yeah. Like that guy told me that a long time ago, if a guy gets a drop on you, you have all the machine gun. You ain't even get a chance to use it.
Oh, yeah. That's a double problem. I'm sorry. This is going to be the last one.
No, you're good. I'm good. I know you're not
good. I got to go, too. No. But all this tough talk. All that pounding y'all chest that y'all doing on this internet and Instagram, y'all need to step that shit out. Because ain't nobody tough.
Not for real.
When that man got that thing to the side of your head, you ain't going to be talking slick. Demetrius used to gamble big, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big.
One that had the club on chain there.
Yeah, but I mean when he would go out to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Him, Butch Harris. All that cool out there.
Because I think Demetrius had backed some lady at a casino. And anyway, he bet on her to pass like $50,000 a hand anyway. And he won, you know, $800,000, $900,000. But anyway, he ended up with a crew met a crew out of Miami. And again, you guess Eddie Jr. really knows the story in detail. But I guess in the way the story was told to me, so Demetrius meets this click in out of Florida, down while he's out in Vegas gambling. He goes, then they exchange numbers, yada, yada. He goes down to Miami subsequently later to meet the crew, to hang out with the fellas he met in Vegas. They do some shady shit that basically leads to him. But again, I don't know the details of it. Eddie knows the exact story because he got the story directly from Demetrius. But they gave him a Mickey and hit him for about $500,000 worth of jewelry, right? So I don't know if this transpired in Vegas or in Florida, right? You know something about this story?
Yeah.
Let's see, it's crazy world. So as the story goes, so Demetrius ain't going to kind of guy that has to take something like this laying down.
Mm-hmm.
He come back to Detroit. And he know where these guys kind of are at, right? They didn't play them, and he wake up all his jewelry gone, and him with the Mickey. And he bring the killing crew from Detroit down there, and they
to Florida.
You do know about this story,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
he get nervous, make a phone call, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Right, right. So they scoop up one of the niggas involved in this little sting that doesn't caught him, right? And they got old boy, and they kind of trying to explain to him, like, you know, if my man don't get this jewelry back, bro, it's going to be a really long day for you. So you need to make something happen. So my man who was involved in the scam and in the setup, he freaking out. He nervous because he know these guys ain't really playing. You're going to have a real long day, and it may be your last day. So he starts, you know, as the story told to me, and he starts reaching for names and da-da-da-da. And he like, well, y'all from Detroit? No, I'm a good guy. I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get your man back to jury. You can ask anybody about me. You can ask Huckabuck. And I guess Demetrius say, well, you say Huckabuck. And he like, yeah, you know Huck? And Demetrius say, yeah, I know Huck. That's my man. He said, well, call Huckabuck. Huckabuck know about me, yada, yada, yada. So the story was told to me. Demetrius calls Huckabuck. Basically, hey, talk to this nigga here, man. Talk to this Negro. They talk and he like, get back the phone. And Demetrius like, well, what you saying? And Huckabuck like, I'm on my way down there, man. Don't do nothing to the man till I get down there. And Huck gets down there. He sees that it is his man that they about to do what they about to do about this situation. And Huckabuck told Demetrius, I stand for the man. Let the man go. He a righteous guy. He gonna do what he say he gonna do. And I, you know, obviously Demetrius and them wasn't in a good mood about this shit. And they like, now look, Huck, now we let this man go. You kind of responsible for his actions. But as it went, they let the man go, and the man, like, within like 2 hours came back with Demetrius' jewelry. Right. Check us out. Big Boss Filmworks. Motown Mafia, Big Man on Campus, coming to you soon. Big shout outs all the way to Al Profit, AmericanDope.com. Check it out. He's putting out some of the realest, authentic stuff out there. Not all this bubble gum, Fantasy Island, you know.